And then you got Donald Trump. Now, every time I've recorded a special, the other specials I've recorded in America have been in New York, San Francisco, and Boston. And everyone's called me a fucking pussy with my liberal agenda. Well, I'm in fucking Nashville right now. And if you want to shoot me, now's the perfect time. There's 8 cameras on me. I think we're good. Isn't it sad that the country's gotten to the stage that when you buy theatre tickets, you go, oh, get ones on the aisle so we can run. Everyone wanted to get in the middle. We're like, no, no, you're sitting ducks in the middle. So anyway, Donald Trump. Now, don't get me wrong. He's a lot of fun. There's a little bit of me. There's a little bit of me that when that thinks, fuck it, let's do it. Let's do it and see how fucking crazy shit can get. Because what happens is he says really simple shit that means nothing, and then fucking dummies, right? If you've ever said this sentence, I like him because he's a straight talker, you're as dumb as shit. Just because someone says something simple that you understand doesn't mean they're a straight talker. You can say complex thing and be telling the truth. But like, because he goes, I'm going to make America great again. And you're like, I got every word in that sentence. He's like, I'm going to build a wall. I have a wall at home. You're a straight talker. And then he just says shit that it won't happen. Gotta build a wall. Mexico's gonna pay for it. I haven't heard a Mexican yet go, oh yeah, we got this. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? That's just saying shit. He's like a kid running for class president. He's just walking around going, and we're going to have 2 lunches. There's going to be a soda machine in every classroom. Nashville football rolls. But here's where it doesn't get fun. And that's all. It's good fun. But here's where it's not fun, right? What he does is he preys on fear. As soon as at the beginning it was, Mexicans, they're coming over and they're raping. And then there was a terrorist attack and he went, oh, fuck, I'll go after the Muslims. Oh, we should kill the families of Muslims, which, by the way, you're not allowed to do. And then he started saying, after the Paris attacks, we should put every Muslim on a register, and we shouldn't let any more refugees come in from Syria. And the Muslims that live here on a register, that means Izzy's win. As soon as he says that, Izzy's a fucking won. Right? Because their plan to shoot people in Paris, that's not their end plan. They didn't kill 128 people and go, ah, well, that's that done. You know what I mean? It's a recruitment tool. And the recruitment tool can only work if hate is bred. Right, so what he does is he says, oh, we're going to ban them. We're not going to let any more in the country. And the ones here have to be on a register. Now, you're a 16-year-old boy or girl that's a Muslim living in this country. You've lived your entire life in this country. You've always considered yourself American. And then all of a sudden, someone who could be your president says, you are not welcome here and that you should be put on a register. Now, that kid How fucking quickly do you think that kid could be radicalized now? Before, it wasn't going to be radicalized at all. So what he's trying to do is, he's trying to defeat hate with hate. And hate doesn't beat hate. It's never fucking beaten hate. It just makes more hate. Now, this might be the most hippie thing that ever comes out of my mouth. But it's true. The only thing that can beat hate is love. Now, love doesn't always beat hate. No? It doesn't always beat hate, but it does do something, right? Now, think about your own personal life. Think about a person who hates you and you hate them. From now on, just show that person nothing but love. Now, I'm not saying for a second that that person will start loving you. They'll probably still fucking hate you. But one thing will happen. Eventually, everyone will see them as the asshole. Don't be the asshole, America. Don't be the asshole.